imagine those feelings, that influx. Soft arms around his neck, soft hairs upon brittle receptors, soft skin against stone, soft eyes looking at his own. A black eye winked at him, bruised open legs spoke, her riptide smiled like scars. He took a deep breath. Thought of the clouds, everything glimmers, the sky glimmers, heat waves mar my vision, shudder vision. He sits, stand, wired and confused, his future now and distant. His words a soliloquy in the blade is his life. He wonders how many thoughts were in that breath. More than most, he hastens again. How much can be seen in a tear? More than in the rain. His life just like the spiral of a sunflower. He began to count the stars but forgot their number. His inner monologue on a function one. Something crazy about this flower, something unknown, an innocence of horror like those that know, an oxymoronic innocence. He smelt the flower and grieved. It wouldn't always be like this. He saw mud rising, worms began to swarm and sliver, ominous bells sliver. There was a cataclysmic clatter of the wrong words. Signs showed like deep scars. He heard every quiet argument. He became ambivalent. He calmly waited. Smelled his surrounding. Calmly waited. Watched the brilliance. But found he couldn't smile. He couldn't smile. He couldn't smile.
Darkness behind my eyes.
tongue feels strange. My breath quickens. I scratch too much. I itch too much. I scream, a silent scream. My breath quickens. I scratch too much. I itch too much. I scream, a silent scream. Is this world worth saving? Should we fight all tyranny? Or should we lie in the chalk-drawn lines? Be burnt and destroyed like the forest? Who's bored of these fucking games? Who's willing to lose at sleeping lions? We're no longer children. Chairs, and they're no longer found in our universities. Well, not many. Many with the right ideas. Maybe the word on the street should be written down. Maybe the paintings on the street should be put in galleries. Fuck that. Why don't we make the streets the galleries? Abandoned warehouses, the clubs and theatres. Let's start afresh. Ignore the head. Let's combust. Rise like flames through the red tape. An army with no god except all gods. With all thoughts except no thoughts. With no color except all colors. People with heads full of dreams. We'll be right back. building up in me. I feel it everywhere at once. Then in stages. Calves, shins, knees, my back, my head, my fists. Heavy in the blood-stained darkness behind my eyes. My tongue feels strange. My breath quickens. I scratch too much. I itch too much. I scream. A silent scream. Is this world worth saving? Should we fight all tyranny? Or should we lie in the chalk-drawn lines? Be burnt and destroyed like these forests? Who's bored of these fucking games? Today I look outside at the white and see thousands of colours created by God. Perhaps even millions. How was it that yesterday there were 750 shades of grey? You, my unknown pleasure. You, you're my uncomfortable secret. turned a corner. The tunnel was dark. There was no light. No one in sight. Except for her. I walked down the tunnel. I walked down the tunnel. I would perform poetry, I said. Violated thoughts. Poetry for parts of her. Be seen in tunnels, darkness, thoughts remain simple. We'll be right back. to remain the same comfort, like warm sun on skin, like being held, like never waking up from the most beautiful of dreams. I'm more comfortable, in a way, in my head. Not to be heard, though, not to be heard, not even to be seen. Wider dreams believe that they are life, and life that it's a dream. Solitary job, alone and talking, alone yet surrounded, alone and filled with thoughts, alone morose, alone unfulfilled, alone and fucking waiting, alone and fucking wanting, alone. I stare but nothing raises a smile, I go silent and sit. In terrible things he saw the most beautiful of smiles. He drank horror from her every breath. Desire poured like sweat, 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 sweat. We had no choice. My tongue feels strange. My breath quickens. I scratch too much. I itch too much. I scream a siren scream. cold feet become just cold, cold, cold. Flames exude from a dark tunnel. Dark tunnel, dark tunnel. A dark tunnel where no steps become thousands, where no eyes are watching her. They're watching her intently. Noises occur from within and without. Hatred deepens. Screams are louder the more she blocks her ears. Her vision, a myopic glance. Every blink reveals war and hatred. Her breath through a harshly gripped throat. It's tired, turgid and dank, moving closer and closer. Suddenly a nightmare appears, like the softest of cheeks. Especially my arms. My eyes feel strange, opening and shutting like a slow shutter. As do my eyebrows, raising. I've seen too much of the other side. I've seen too much of the other side. I've seen too much of the other side. A beautiful flower grows without light, a true dark beauty, blossoming and beaming in the thick darkness, shining in the underglow, the thick dark in the thin, the thin. He smiles in recognition. Wide-eyed, he smiles, an epic smile. Suddenly a hell he can understand. A hell he has created. There is something amazing about this flower. Something unknown. An innocence of horror like those that know. An oxymoronic innocence. He smells the flower and breathes. It wouldn't always be like this. The sky always seems the same when you're blind. We'll be right back. The tunnel was dark. There was no light. No one in sight, except for her. I walked down the tunnel. I walked down the tunnel with her. I will perform poetry, I said. Violated thoughts. Poetry for parts of her. Her dark, blind beauty. That's what she makes me create. You. You, my smiling nightmare. You. You, my unknown pleasure. You. You're my uncomfortable secrets.
See, Mr. Gitz, most people never have to face the fact. The right time, the right place, they're capable of